Good morning, church. Thank you for joining us on this beautiful day as we celebrate and praise God's name. A few announcements before we get started. Once again, thanks to our online folks for joining us as well, and for all of our Facebook crew out there. Youth Sunday is today. So kids are invited to bring their toys for children's chat. I will use them as our object lesson. And then also after worship, we'll have some games and activities that the kids can play in after worship till about 12:15, 12:20, until hangar sets in for them. That's pretty much our time frame for that. But we're looking forward to just having some time for the kids to relax and play with one another. The Joint Board continues to monitor the COVID-19 situation in our county actively. We have not made any changes right now, but we do foresee changes happening in the future, so be prepared if those changes come. I already see more people in masks, which is great. We encourage people to do whatever you feel comfortable with right now. And first and foremost, our goal is to put the safety of our parishioners and our children first. So we thank you all for your continued flexibility. You'll see me wearing my mask more this week too, whatever works for you. But we continue to monitor this situation to the best of our ability. Meetings coming up this week. Don't forget, OMMC is meeting Tuesday on the Parsonage Lawn at 7 p.m. Trustees are meeting Thursday beginning at 6:30 for the Parsonage walkthrough, and they will meet afterwards. CEC had their meeting move from Monday the 30th to Tuesday the 31st. That's all I have for announcements at this time. Let us stand and extend the right wave of fellowship. You may be seated. Our watchword this week comes from John chapter 6, verse 63. Jesus said, "The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and life." Amen. You may be seated as we hear our first hymn, "O Jesus, I Have Promised."
Oh, Jesus, I have promised.
together the liturgy of Christian homes. A very important liturgy for us to pray together, because we talk very much about the mission field in the Moravian Church, but we often forget that the most important mission field we enter is the one we never leave, our house. So let us pray together the liturgy for Christian homes. Please rise. To celebrate our diverse homes and to seek your blessings on them. God of relationships, you have put within our heart a longing that only you can satisfy. Yet we need each other to learn of your steadfast love throughout all generations.
Open our hearts that we may learn from our biblical heritage how to manifest your love.
You may be seated. God, our Creator, in the garden you formed our first parents and found them good. At first, in their innocence, they trusted you and helped each other, but they sinned and fell short of your purpose for them. You called Sarah and Abraham to go out from their homeland and begin a new nation in covenant with you. In their old age, you gave them a child whose name meant laughter. In our homes, may we live with their trust and courage, their humor, their sense of mission.
Increase our faith and give us grace to answer your call.
You strengthened Ruth and Naomi in the face of grief and bitterness to remain loyal to each other and to journey to new life. When you came to earth, incarnate God, you had no place to lay your head. God of the stable, bless the homeless and bring them to a place of shelter.
Keep us aware and give us grace to be family to others.
Rejoicing Savior, you sanctified marriage by your presence at Cana in Galilee. You restored life and health and balance in the home of Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. Be a guest within our homes, filling our ordinary days with newness of life and mutual joy. Suffering God, from the cross you cared for your loved ones, saying to Mary, "Woman, behold your son," and to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her to his own home. Bless all families and enable them to form new bonds of love. Life-giving Spirit, you came in power to form and guide the church, a family with varied gifts and graces. Grant that church and home may model for each other the nurturing of individuals and the growth of community. We recognize the difficulty of forming family with those who are different from ourselves and with those who are like ourselves. We confess our failure to love and grow, our impatience for others to change, our blindness to one another's needs, yet we rejoice that you have given us each other, and we dedicate ourselves to the mutual support and love, trusting not in our own strength, but in your strong compassion.
Bless and guide us, triune God, and enable us to support
Please rise.
First scripture is Psalm 34, 15 through 22. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their cry. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the memory of them from the earth. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. A righteous man may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all. He protects all his bones, not one of them will be broken. Evil will slay the wicked, the foes of the righteous will be condemned. The Lord redeems his servants, no one will be condemned who takes refuge in him. Joshua 24, 14 through 18. Now fear the Lord and serve him with all faithfulness. Throw away the gods your forefathers worshipped beyond the river and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your forefathers served beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Then the people answered, far be it for us to forsake the Lord to serve other gods. It was the Lord our God himself who brought us and our fathers up out of Egypt from that land of slavery and performed those great signs before our eyes. He protected us on our entire journey and among all the nations through which we traveled. And the Lord drove out before us all the nations, including the Amorites, who lived in the land. We, too, will serve the Lord because he is our God.
Amen. Thanks be to God. At this time, we turn our hearts and our minds to a time of prayer and a time of reflection. Just a reminder that we will share whatever prayer concerns we can share publicly with you at this time, and we will have the rest on slides. And for those in our Facebook world, you can take that time to check out our weekly prayer chain or take some personal time of prayer and meditation. In our prayers, we offer prayers of sympathy and resurrection hope to the family of Gil Bennett, who passed away this past week in a tractor accident. He was a former member of this congregation, so we continue to uplift his family in prayer at this time. We also continue to uplift prayers for our world. We think especially of the people of Afghanistan. As the Taliban has come into power, we pray for those who are still safely trying to get out of that country, for those who have perished in the process of doing so, and for the many U.S. soldiers and people who fought, supported, or were a part of the efforts to bring freedom to Afghanistan. We also pray for the people of Haiti who continue to recover from a devastating earthquake. Thousands of people have perished and many more injured and without homes. We pray for all the people and the first responders there. We also uplift people in our congregation who are recovering from surgery, those who have loved ones in the hospital. We continue to pray for the battle of COVID-19. We think locally, and we also think throughout our countries as areas like Florida and Alabama and other places continue to see a deep, deep impact from COVID-19. So continue to uplift those people and all of our first responders who have been working tirelessly these past 2 years to support, help, and uplift. So let us take some time. One joy is just the beginning of our school year for our kids. We uplift, and also the beginning of fall sports activities as well. It's great to see our kids being able to participate in those things as well. So let us take some time to reflect and uplift these prayers to God. Gracious God, we come before you, and I want to say thank you for gathering the body of Christ. Because we realize in many different worship spaces across our world, we are all praising your name, giving thanks in different ways, but making sure the same Creator feels the praise and love that we extend to him, and we give thanks for that. Gracious God, we realize that this was a heavy and stressful week on our nation and our world. Be with those countries who are hurting and facing real devastation. Be with those in our country who still aren't coming to grips with the fact that COVID-19 is in us and among us. But when there's so much pain and there's so much hurt, help us to never lose sight of the good things in our lives. Like the sunshine that we feel beaming through the window today. We know that it is a gift from God. We know that God is taking care of us and watching over us. So that is why in the midst of the suffering and difficulties, we can remember the words from Joshua and claim that me and my household, we will serve the Lord. And we are so grateful for that. Help us to serve in all times and all places. In your blessed and gracious name we pray. Amen. At this time, we turn our attention to our offering. Once again, no offering plate going back and forth through the pews, but we do have a plate in the back for those of you that prefer to give in person. We continue to give thanks to all of you who have so faithfully given online as well. Those of you that are joining us online, if you'd like to go to scmchurch.org and make a donation at this time, you are welcome to. But let us continue to look for ways to serve, uplift, and support not only our church, but our community. So at this time, I ask you to please rise as we join together in the offertory. Turn our time and our attention to our children's chat. I invite any of our kids who are here at this time, if you have an object or something that you'd like to share, to please stand so I can see what you have as we build our children's chat around what we brought. So those of you that are joining us online, I'll try to make sure I announce what I see in front of me, but our kids always do a good job trying to stump me. We're talking about Joshua today. We're talking about his famous words. Some of you may even see it in households you live, or maybe in your grandma and grandpa's house, but Joshua said, "As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." And so I look at Ryland's fidget spinner, and I think about how we circle around many different things in life. But if we stay true to that one constant truth, we can look at the world from many different perspectives, even across the world. Like, let's say where there's nice, is that a llama-ish? It's a what?
Horse,
okay. The way the hair was going, it had me thinking more llama there, but that's all right. Whether there's horses or llamas, there are people serving God there. And horses are a great way to connect to that. Because if you want to feel in a spiritual and awesome place, I guarantee you, go in the countryside, get on a horse, have that experience. I do recommend a hot tub afterwards for those of you that have never driven or ridden on a horse before. I learned that the hard way when I took my wife to go horseback riding 2 years ago. And then, all right, what does Brandon have? Is that a little pig? That's a rainbow pig? Absolutely. You got... There's an amen right there from the piggy. So what that reminds us, I think especially bacon, when I think of piggies and how awesome it is and how good it tastes. And when we talk about our household, we got to bring home God's love, right? We got to show people that especially even when we have breakfast, lunch, and dinner, that this is God's house and we will give thanks. And then Tyler has, what does that say, gators? You guys are an animal crazy this August, huh? All right, I like it. So even in the swamps of Florida, where their football teams are terrible and they're stuck with people like Tim Tebow and Tom Brady instead of Aaron Rodgers, especially in places like that where people are sad and brokenhearted, you have to continue to serve the Lord. And then Aubrey, what is that called, Aubrey? All right, that thing is really cool. Aubrey was showing it to me. It has a million different possibilities. Show people how you can move and change that thing. Absolutely. And I think using something like that that can always shift and shape, I think, is important. Because guess what? In our faith walk, in our journeys, there's going to be 1,000 different experiences we have in a million different ways. And in each of those experiences, we have to learn to adapt and remember that God is working through each of them. So every time you play with something like that, Aubrey, you can remember that. No matter what changes happen in my life, God is going to take care of me. And then, oh, Nicholas. Let's see. I got to even hold this thing. Nick came prepared. This is my paddle guitar right here. And this I love. How long have you had this paddle, Nick? All right, yeah. I bet this has been in your family a long time. And has it been in quite a few rivers and waters? Many different states? Absolutely. And that's the thing that I love about this, is because this could have been in an ocean, this could have been in the Tuscarawas River, this could have been in a great lake for all we know, but guess what? In all those circumstances, if you knew that God was taking care of you, you knew that you were going to be okay. It didn't matter what lake, what river, what bend you were going around. And we just went whitewater rafting a couple weeks ago with our kids. And I learned the importance of paddling. And I think it was funny, our guide was telling us that our group was pretty decent. And one of the facts for that was that we were connected in our strokes. And when I went whitewater rafting, I didn't have my cochlear implant on. So all I did was follow my wife's stroke for about 3 hours. I looked to see if she was going left and I went left. And it was funny because somebody in our raft was trying to help me and signal me, like tap my shoulder 2 times to make a right turn. And that was more distracting to me. It was just focusing in on what was important. And just like in our faith walk, we have to focus in and remember what is important. That we serve the Lord. In all places and in all circumstances and on all animals, we give thanks to God. Let's pray. Gracious God, we give thanks for these kids and just continue to uplift them and support them and remind them that you, God, are with them and help them to know that no matter what happens in their lives, you, God, will remind them to serve, to be a part of God's household. Because we know that serving you is the best decision we can make in our lives. In your blessed and gracious name we pray. Amen. And don't forget, kids, after worship we'll have our Youth Sunday, so we'll have a fun activity that we can all play in afterwards, or we'll have a bunch of activities that we can all play in. So let us turn our hearts and our minds to our message today as we try to encapsulate those words that Joshua said, "As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." And I think about the week that we experienced, this was a fitting text for us to encounter. Because this was a difficult week to endure. Horrific scenes from Afghanistan and Haiti this week attacked our spirits. I found myself struggling to get the image of hundreds of scared people clinging to U.S. military jets at the Kabul airport. I couldn't get it out of my head. I thought about the fact that any person under 40 in the country of Afghanistan will have lived the majority of their lives under United States occupation and lived under the fear of the Taliban coming to power, or returning to power, excuse me. I prayed for our veterans who were trying to make sense of what they were seeing. Selfishly, I thought of my nieces and other family members that missed out on years of moments with one of their parents as they fought in the global war on terror. Excuse me. And I personally felt like a spectator. I felt guilt. 20 years of this occupation, and this week made it all too clear how little we know about the people of Afghanistan. How many of us in this sanctuary right now can name two or three leaders or voices from this country? I bet not many. How many of us could even name a single citizen of the country of Afghanistan right now? Not many. See, we claim to be better listeners and humanitarians than the generations before us. We look at the things that happen in the Bible and say, surely, God, we would not do things so horrific like that. But this week was incredibly humbling. We still have plenty of work to do. We still have plenty of growing to do. What I am grateful for, though, this week is perspective. Our worship service at Shenrun Village was beautiful, but it was also bittersweet. Boy, have I missed our wonderful and filling potlucks. I've missed all the social camaraderie that we can have, and I still couldn't help myself from looking from afar at this moment and asking, when is the next time we'll be able to do something joyous like this? And I'm sure many of you these past 18 months have been struck by a similar thought. When you have a wonderful family gathering or a beautiful day outside with friends or social group, it's always in the back of your mind if things are going to shift. You see, cases of COVID-19 are on the rise across the country and across the state of Ohio. We are all exhausted with the battle. We are sick of being told that masks are mandatory, masks are optional. We're sick of being told that the battle against COVID-19 is behind us and then being told 2 months later that the worst is yet to come. We are sick of our kids going to school and having to carry their locker on their back. I think of our poor teachers. I thought about this when we went to open house for our high schooler this past week. All the kids with their mask on. I can't imagine trying to be a high school teacher and trying to get a kid to speak up and inside of a mask and trying to hear what they have to say. It's been a struggle for us. It's been a struggle for our kids. And it's clear that struggle is not over. But perspective is important. There isn't a person in Afghanistan or Haiti right now who wouldn't trade the adversity we face for the adversity they are facing. In the grand scheme of things, we are incredibly lucky people. And we are fighters. We are capable of tightening our bootstraps and putting on our mask at the grocery store, putting them back on at church when the time comes, helping our kids navigate new guidelines and even online learning once again, if it comes to that. You see, Joshua and his people had more in common with the struggles of the people of Haiti and Afghanistan than he would with the people of the United States. They struggled for years in the desert trying to find the promised land, and rarely did they have a moment to rest in peace and prosperity. Yet Joshua knew that his faith in God would not be dependent on his circumstances. Joshua said these famous words in chapter 24, verse 15. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. These are words for us to live by. When people cling to their politicians, their ideals, their own happiness, their own sense of righteousness, we need to remind people and the world who our compass is, especially during the challenging times. As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. And I think these words call out to us. They call out to us to serve when we have to choose and make difficult choices between what is right and what is easy. I saw these words lived out by a group of Afghani women who risked their lives to protest and demand safety for their fellow countrywomen under a new regime of Taliban leaders. And the most courageous thing I read, was I saw this group of women on CNN who were out protesting, and I wanted to learn the names of the group of people. And then so I Googled it, and I found out that for the last 6 months, as the Afghanistan, or as the Taliban has grown more and more territory in Afghanistan, in each country, it has been followed by protests of strong women standing up and saying, things are going to be different this time. You're not going to treat me as less than human. That's courage. Because these women weren't capable of overthrowing a regime in a day. They weren't capable of influencing government policy with a banner or a flag. They were only capable of courageously voicing their opinion to stand up against injustice, intolerance, and discrimination. They did what they were called to do in the moment that was presented to them. Critical. Do what you're called to do in the moment that is presented to you. Even if it meant their cries for freedom would be their last words, they understood the holy concept of sacrificial love. President Teddy Roosevelt said it like this: do what you can with what you have where you are. Do what you can with what you have where you are. And very few of us in this room will be able to do something significant and world-changing that will greatly improve the lives of Haitian and Afghani people in the coming weeks and months. Yet all of us will have an opportunity to serve the Lord. All of us will have an opportunity to serve our neighbors in a way that may not change the world, but it can definitely make a difference. We have the opportunity to speak out against injustice when we see it. We could help a friend or a stranger in need. We could actually take the time to listen to a political refugee 6 months from now, when the interest in this crisis in Afghanistan has waned. Imagine if everyone in this community right here committed themselves to learning the names and the story of at least one or two people fleeing from the Taliban. That they weren't just random people we saw on the news, but we took the opportunity to get to know one or two of those people and their stories. What if Christians actually started to care about the people living closest to their Savior's homeland? How would that change things? Because that global eye could also help us locally. We could see a problem in our community and not judge it as someone else's problem or the government's, but we could make it our own problem to assist with. How can we help people? Think about how we can influence our community. I think often of when I see a government entity in our local community, whether it's the city council or the health department or somebody else, they'll list a change of policy or something that happens in our community. And then I do that really crazy thing. I look at the Facebook comments, right? That's a dangerous thing to do in our world right now. But you'll see hundreds of people complaining. Imagine if we shifted that. What if there were hundreds of people asking, how can I help? How can I make a difference on this issue? How can I personally invest myself in that? That's the type of leaders, that's the type of Christians we want to be. Because in the coming months, we will have an opportunity to serve. And we will have that choice between what is right and what is easy. We will have to surrender our need to fix problems and be content and be happy with making a difference for the person next to us. We're not going to solve global issues, but we can make a big difference for the people in our household and the people around us. We will have to fight against the popular demand that we should be apathetic in the battles we can actually help win. We can stand and serve. So when we are faced with difficult choices, may we be guarded by Joshua's words and wisdom. As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Amen. Let's pray. Gracious God, we come before you and we just want to say, Peace be with the people of Afghanistan and Haiti as they deal with difficult circumstances. Help us to carry the words of Joshua in our lives. Even when it feels like our world is going through impossible circumstances that we're not sure we can make a difference with, even when it feels like this COVID battle just continues to drag on, help us to remember that our hearts belong to you. Our courage and our mercy and our love should not wane when we are in the arms of our Savior, and may we proudly and courageously proclaim that our households serve the risen Lord and Savior. In your name we pray. Amen. Please rise as we join to hear In All Gladness Raise. Unto you, the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. In the name of Jesus, amen. You may be seated. This concludes our service. We thank you once again for joining us for a wonderful day of worship.